More and more people are hitting the road for long stretches as the country puts the COVID-19 pandemic in the rearview mirror. What's more, these travelers often have a four-legged family member along for the ride. For those with travel ambitions and pet responsibilities, Citizen Shipper outlined a list of 5 do's and don'ts for traveling on the road with your pet, compiled from animal medical caretakers and travel authorities like VCA Animal Hospitals, Animal Hospital of Howard, and AAA. These tips apply to cats and dogs specifically. Pets have many of the same considerations as you do to stay comfortable, so plan ahead for when they're hungry or thirsty, need sleep and bathroom breaks, and time to stretch their legs. Some recommendations are probably similar to precautions one would take with a toddler. Don't let them sit in the front seat and plan for them to get restless and antsy, for example. In general, owners should always plan to pack their animals' vaccination certifications, medications, regular food, identification, and some cleanup supplies, at minimum. Read on to learn the biggest do's and don'ts when it comes to making memories on the road with your favorite four-legged family members. Verovan 88, Shutterstock. Do plan out food and meal times ahead of time. While we might enjoy snacking on the road, our pets can't. Animals are susceptible to car sickness, so it's not advisable to feed them in a moving car. Plan for them to eat 4 to 6 hours before leaving, not right before departing. An empty stomach can help alleviate nausea and vomiting. Make sure the food you bring is properly stored and placed in a cool, dry place so it doesn't go bad on the road. This can mean bringing a small cooler to preserve canned wet food that's been opened and Tupperware for dry food. It can also be a good idea to bring a few snacks along in case your pet needs calming down, more on that later. Water, however, is not only acceptable but important to provide plentifully. Some water in different parts of the country have different minerals that can upset an animal's already sensitive stomach, so it may be wise to bring water from home. Yaramir Chalabala, Shutterstock. Do be overcautious when it comes to safety. Long road trips can present hazards that aren't a worry at home. Even if they're usually well behaved, pets can be anxious in a new place, causing them to run away in search of home. Cats may hide if they're stressed. Dogs could jump out of a window that's rolled down too far. They may become anxious with unfamiliar surroundings and scents, so make sure that you keep a close eye so they don't dart away or accidentally get lost when they become confused or panicked. To prepare for these risks, always put a collar with identification on your pet while traveling, even if they don't need one at home. Engage your car's child locks and don't let your pet in the front or passenger seat. Africa_Pink, Shutterstock. Don't stress out your pet. Traveling can be extremely anxiety-inducing for animals. There are different stimuli to take in and get used to every time you stop somewhere new. A comfort object, such as a beloved toy or stuffed animal, can help soothe them along the way. You could also make a safe space in a corner of the car with blankets or a bed from home. Anything familiar can make all the difference. You may even want to consider a pheromone collar or anti-anxiety medication if your pet particularly struggles with new environments. Before attempting a long road trip, first take them on smaller trips to acclimate your pet to traveling by car. It may also help to play calming music along the drive, but don't blast your favorite tunes or podcasts too loudly, it might distress your four-legged friend further. Olezo, Shutterstock. Don't wait to take bathroom breaks. Don't leave your pet suffering in silence. It's best to pre-plan and time bathroom breaks to make sure there are no accidents. Take your pet to the bathroom just before departing in the car to set them up for success from the start. Puppies need to use the bathroom at least once an hour. For mature dogs, this is more like every 4 hours. It all depends on your knowledge of your pet. After all, no one knows them better than you. If you have a feline, make sure you have a full and fresh litter box in the car. Packing a top entry one is essential to avoid a spill when you hit a pothole. Camille Zajaczkowski, Shutterstock. Do give your pets enough time to stretch their legs. Animals are antsy and usually can't go too long in a cramped car. For dogs, plan to stop every 2 to 3 hours to let them run around in a safe park area. Though some experts advise every hour, while others say every 4. At the same time, make sure not to overdo it. Stopping too many times means an overload of new smells, sights, and environments, which can quickly become stressful for your pet. When you do stop, never leave pets unattended. Temperatures inside cars exceed outside weather and can potentially cause heatstroke. Beloved pets can also be stolen if your parked car only has your furry friend to stand guard. Before hitting the road again, take your dog on a short walk or play with your cat. Tiring them out can help minimize their restlessness. Story editing by Karen Zhao. Copy editing by Tim Bruns. Photo selection by Clarazy Mahler. This story originally appeared on Citizen Shipper and was produced and distributed in partnership with Stacker Studio.